Today, we proceed with lesson number 14 in our ongoing series of studying together Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. This is lesson number 14, in which we will look at the fourth perek, the third and fourth Mishnayos. Now, we have already learned a bit about the concept of Shavuos Ha'edus, for which, if the person intentionally swears falsely that he does not know the testimony that the Toveya, the plaintiff, requires of him, then he is chayev a korban ola v'yored, just as a person who is over a shvuas bitoy is chayev a korban ola v'yored, and a person who is Tomei and Bishogeg enters the Mikdosh or Eitz Kodesh. Mishnah Gimel gets into some of the details of how this works, Shavuos Ha'edus. The Mishnah begins with the rhetorical question, Shavuos Ha'edus Ketzat. What's the example? How does this work? What's the scenario of Shavuos Ha'edus? So the Mishnah says, Omar Lishnayim, if the Toveya, the person who's coming and making a claim that another person owes him money, Toveya says, Lishnayim, to two witnesses, two potential witnesses, Bo'u v'ha'iduni, come and testify on my behalf. After all, you know that so-and-so owes me money, you were there when the loan took place, or whatever. And they respond, Shvuo she'ein onu yodin loch edus. They swear falsely that we do not know any testimony that would benefit you. Osha omru, or suppose they say, not by swearing, not by making an oath, but they just simply say, ein onu yodin loch edus. We do not know any testimony that would benefit you. And he, the Toveya, says, what? Mashbia ani aleichem. I am insisting that you swear. I'm furious. This should be a shvua. Mashbia ani aleichem. I swear that I want you to swear that what you're saying is true. V'yomru amen, and they say yes. We do not know anything about your testimony, and of course this is false, a lie. Hare elu chayovin. These two would be obligated to bring the korban ola v'yored. Suppose hishbia alehen, the Toveya makes them swear, chamisho pa'omim chutz leveisdin, five times outside of Beisdin. And we learned back in Mishnah Aleph, a machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, about the possibility of a shvua imposed upon them by the Toveya chutz lebesdin. But let's take this Mishnah on its face value. Hishpia alehen chamisha pa'omim chutz lebesdin. The Toveya insisted that they swear five times outside of Besdin. And each time they said, Amen. We do not know any testimony. Amen. We do not know any testimony, etc., five times. Then, uvo leveisdin, they come to Beisdin, and lo and behold, vahodu, they admit that they do know testimony. In such a case, piturim, they are exempt from the korban ola v'yored. Why? Because for a kfira chutz leveisdin, for a false shvua uttered outside of Besdin, they are not chayef. As we learned in Mishnah Aleph, that when the Pasuk says, Im lo yagid v'noso avono, the Torah is saying that the only time you are chayef a korban ola v'yored is if you swear in a place that had you testified on behalf of the Toveya, the nitpa, the person against whom the claim was made, would be obligated to pay. And even Rav Meir, we're told by the Rishonim, who holds back in the first Mishnah, that if a person swears on his own accord, not in response to Toveya's Mashbiya on the Aleichem, then there is a korban ola v'yored even shelo b'fnei bezdin. He too would agree that this case, when he swore outside of bezdin, but when he came to bezdin, he admitted that he knew testimony, he would be potur from a korban ola v'yored. However, suppose kofru, suppose the Mishnah continues, they continue to insist that they do not know any testimony, even in Beis Din. In other words, before they came to Beis Din, the Toveya had them swear, he was mashbiya them five times. Then he schlepped them to Beis Din. And in Beis Din, they continue to say, we do not know any testimony on your behalf. Then, chayovin al kol achas va'achas, they would have to bring a separate korban ola v'yored for each shavua that they made outside of Beis Din. The reason being, because the pasuk back in our parsha, remember our parsha is in Chumash Vayikra Perakei, and this particular pasuk is in Pasukei. It says there, v'hoyo ki ye'esham la'achas me'ela. The Gemara understands this to mean, la'achas me'ela, for each and every shavua that they made outside of Beis Din in response to the Toveya's Hashbo'ah, and they continue to deny knowing testimony in Beis Din, they would be chayev for each and every shvua that they made falsely. The Mishnah continues, if Hishbiya Alehen Chamisha Po'omen Bifnei Beis Din, he took them into Beis Din, and in Beis Din he insisted that they swear five times. He was mashbiya them. And they swore five times again and again and again, v'kofru, that we do not know any testimony. And the Gemara explains that whether they explicitly said, we know no testimony, or whether they were simply silent in response to his hashpo, and only at the end of all his five hashpaot did they say, we do not know any testimony. Einon chayovin elo achas. The shvuos that were made in Beis Din, only one of them obligates them in a korban ola v'yored. Why is that? Omer Rabbi Shimon matam. Rabbi Shimon says, why are they only chayav for one when they actually made five oaths? Says, teaches Rabbi Shimon, Hoil ve'enom yecholim lachzor ulahodos. In Beis Din, once a person testifies, he cannot testify a second time. The pasuk says in our parsha, im lo yagid, and the Gemara darshins, kivon shehigid shuv eno chozer umagid. This is a general rule in the procedures of Beis Din. Once a person testifies, he cannot go and testify again in a contrary fashion. For this reason, they are only obligated for the first kafira. After the first kafira, they're, in essence, out of there. They have no role to play in Beis Din. They already testified once, and that's the only chance they get. So the additional four kafiros in this scenario are nothing. Just words, and you can't be mechayev of them a korban ola v'yored. Even if they were silent and did not actually say the words, we do not know any testimony, until after the Toveya was mashbiya them five shavuos, and they were silent four times, and only after the fifth said, we know nothing, we do not say that the kafira that they uttered at the end applies back in time to all five shvuos, and therefore obligate them in a korban ola v'yored for each and every shvua for which they were silent. Because if we adjudge their first silence, their silence in response to the first mashbiya ani aleichem, If we adjudge that to be a kfira, silence is also an assent to a kfira, assent, A-S-S-E-N-T. No, we just said that you can only be mechayev a person for the first kfira. After the first kfira, kibon shehigid, shuv enechozer amagid. Once you make a statement in Bezdin, you do not get a second chance. So, he is only obligated a korban olav yored for his silence in response to the first hashba'ah. If we adjudge silence to be a kfira. But if we feel that silence is not a kfira, no. So there's only one shvua that they made, and that's the shvua to which they assented to at the end. And we know, ein shvua chalal shvua. There's only one shvua allowed, because once a person is mushba, he's mushba. And therefore, in this situation, where he swore falsely in Bezdin five times, only for the first is there a chiyuv korban ola v'yorei. Mishnah Dalet continues. With a series of teachings which is based upon a principle. And that principle is that a person, a witness, a alleged witness, is only obligated in a korban ola v'yored if he swears falsely, and by his swearing falsely, he is causing a loss to the Toveya. In other words, the Toveya could claim money legitimately from the Nitba, from the person he's claiming money from, if these Edim would assent and say, yes, we know testimony. So then when they say, we don't know testimony, they are being mafsid, they are causing a loss to the Toveya, to the person who's making the claim. Now, let's see how that works in actual examples. Kofru shnehem ka'achas. If the two of them at the same time say, we know no testimony. In other words, there are two Edim here, Reuven and Shimon. And the Toveya says to Reuven and Shimon, Ha'iduni, come and testify on my behalf. And Reuven says, I know of no testimony. And as he's saying that, before the period of time of Toch Kedei Dibur, as soon as he finishes saying, I know no testimony, Shimon jumps in and says, and I know no testimony. So they're saying simultaneously, in effect, that they know no testimony. Then, Shnehem Chayovin, they're both obligated because they both caused a loss to the Toveya. Had they agreed to testify, the Toveya would be able to collect money. But suppose Bozeach Hazeh, at 1 p.m. Reuven says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know any testimony. And then a few minutes later, Shimon says, I also do not know any testimony. Bozeach Hazeh, not simultaneously, but consecutively. In other words, the time span of a toch kedei dibur, which is really just a couple of seconds, goes by after Reuven finishes saying, I know nothing. And then Shimon chimes in, I know nothing. Horishon chayo v'hasheni poto. In such a scenario, only Reuven is chayev a korban ola v'yored, but not Shimon. Why? Because after Reuven has said, I know no testimony, well, the second person now, Shimon, is a single person. He's not part of a pair. Reuven has already pulled himself out of the picture. And a single aid, a single witness, cannot obligate someone, in this case the Nitba, to pay money. So therefore, in effect, Shimon caused no loss to the Toveya. It was Reuven who caused the loss. When the two of them are present simultaneously, two witnesses can extract money. However, once Reuven denies he knows testimony, and Shimon is all alone, a single witness is powerless, is impotent to be motzi mamon. And therefore, by his by Shimon's denial of knowing the testimony, he is not being mafsid. He is not causing a loss to the Toveya. And therefore, Shimon, in this scenario, is potur from a korban, olav yored, because of shuas ha'edus. But suppose, kofar echod v'hodo echod, one of them, either Reuven or Shimon in our example, denies knowing testimony, and the other one says, yes, I know testimony. Hakofer chayav, the person who denies knowing the testimony, is obligated in a korban olav yored, because there are two witnesses in play. One is saying, I know testimony, and therefore the two witnesses could extract money from the nitba if the person who was kofer was not kofer. But since he is kofer and denies knowing it, he is responsible for causing a loss to the toveya. He's disabling the toveya from collecting money from the nitba. Suppose there are two pair of Edim. There's Reuven and Shimon, and there's Levi and Yehuda. And the Toveya asked both of them to testify on his behalf. And they said, we know nothing. And he said, I make you swear, Mashbiya and the Aleichem. Kofro Harishona. Suppose Reuven and Shimon, the first pair of witnesses, says, we know nothing. V'yachakach kofro hashniya. And then later, the second pair of witnesses say, we know nothing. Shtehen chayavos. They're both obligated to bring the korban olav yored. V'pnei shehoedus yecholo lehiskayem b'shtehen. Remember, suppose Reuven and Shimon, pair number one, and Levi and Yehuda, pair number two, had agreed, we know testimony, we'll come on your behalf, give us the date of the trial, we'll be there. Come the date of the trial, and the Toveya calls Reuven and Shimon. Well, Reuven and Shimon can show up in court, and they can extract money for the Toveya from the Nitba. And if he calls Levi and Yehuda, they can come. So either of them could come. Either of them are potent, are powerful enough to be Motzi Mamon. And by being kofer, either of the both of the kitim, both of the kitos, both of the pairs, are being mafsid mamon, and therefore they are both chayav in a korban ola v'yore. The Gemara has a deeper and more profound insight into this scenario, but in the interest of keeping it simple, we will leave it at that. And so we have finished Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Daled, and in the process concluded lesson number 14.